Hello, this is Ken Barron from the National Association of Black and White Men Together. Today, the topic is the interference in the U.S. presidential race. Now, Trump officials have dismissed suspicions that Russia has interfered in elections again. The National Association of Black and White Men Together has a program by the Media Committee, and it's monitoring voter suppression in the United States. They have information on their web pages to keep folks aware of the attack on our vote by such news. So, the National Security Advisor said he had no knowledge of intelligence agency warnings that Russia is trying once again to help Trump by interfering in the 2020 campaign. Aides have tried to downplay this. Vice Admiral Joseph McGuire has retired as an acting director of National Intelligence, and he claimed to be unrelated to Trump's unhappiness over this briefing to lawmakers about Russian attempts at election interference. The president presses ahead with his re-election bid and the Democratic contest for that nomination to oppose him gathers pace. So, Trump's backers suggest that Ukraine, not Russia, interfered with the 2016 campaign. However, the U.S. intelligence community concluded Moscow sought to do so in 2016. National Security Advisor Robert C. O'Brien said he was not aware of any efforts by Russia to try to bolster Trump's 2020 prospects. In addition, news outlets have said lawmakers were told last week that the Kremlin is seeking to aid Trump and also looking to help Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont secure the Democratic nomination. And Sanders has acknowledged this. Trump seems eager for a matchup with Sanders, and the president Sunday congratulated the Vermont senator for his, quote, great win in Sanders' Nevada caucuses. He believes that Sanders can win and suggested anew that Democratic Party leaders might seek to deprive him of that nomination. There is concern from Democratic establishment fears that Sanders might be too extreme to win. Should these intelligence findings on Russia activities be controlled by the White House in the months between now and the November vote? Well, the fear is that the administration is going to control intelligence and classified information and will leak it out to the press when it advantages Republicans. Senior Trump aides, meanwhile, appeared on the defensive over last week's replacement of McGuire, the acting director of National Intelligence, with a staunch Trump partisan, Richard Grenell, the U.S. ambassador to Germany. Grenell is not subject to Senate confirmation and can serve until March 11th, unless Trump nominates a permanent replacement before then, in which case Grenell could continue to serve as acting director until his replacement is confirmed. Grenell was a regular contributor on Fox News' Tucker Carlson Tonight during the first months of his ambassadorship in Germany. In November 2018, he made an appearance where he repeated his criticism of Angela Merkel's immigration policies and compared her unfavorably to the recently elected Chancellor of Austria, Sebastian Kurz, who, he claimed, won in a very big way because of his strict stance on immigration. Vice President Mike Pence's Chief of Staff, Mark Short, denied in an interview on Fox News Sunday that Maguire's departure was prompted by Trump's displeasure over a briefing to members of Congress given by one of Maguire's deputies. Pence's chief of staff also depicted Maguire's departure as in line with the scheduled end of his tenure by March 12th, since he was serving in an acting capacity. Quote, he's not firing, he said. Trump's own remarks, though, suggested he was upset about what transpired in the briefing. He suggested that Adam Schiff, the Democrat from Burbank, was behind news reports about the Kremlin efforts to influence the election outcome. To quote, they ought to investigate Adam Schiff for leaking that intelligence, he said in a brief remarks before leaving for India. He did not provide any evidence for holding Schiff responsible. A number of lawmakers, both Republican and Democrat, were present for the briefing. Schiff, who chairs the Intelligence Committee, has long been a target of Trump's ire over impeachment and the Russian investigation by Special Counsel Robert S. Mueller, which wrapped up last year. The Mueller report officially tied the report on the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election and as an official report documenting the finals and conclusion of the special counsel. He said the Russian efforts to interfere in the 2016 president. So that's the update on ChemSex. I'm Ken Scott Barron. I'm with the National Association of Black and White Men Together. And you can hear this and other podcasts and video casts on our website, nabwmt.org. We're also on Twitter, Instagram, and other platforms, including Facebook. Thank you for listening. Signing off. Thank you.